KQEN Local Talk at 4. Every weekday, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now it's Douglas County's Commissioner of Dirt with the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon to you. 75 degrees in the Umpqua Valley. In the room, the Commissioner of Dirt, duly noted and knighted and all of that for decades now to provide you. I'm going on too long.
Boy, I mean, why don't you just take over the show and talk? I'll listen.
I've talked plenty today. Thank you.
I'll bet. So anyway, welcome.
Why, I don't say much at night when I get home. I have used all my words.
Well, that's good. You've run out of words, then you can rest up for the next day.
Yeah, that's right.
Come up with some new words. You never know. Anyway, thank you for listening today. This is a show about your landscaping, your gardens, your lawns, trees, shrubs, what to do with them, what's wrong with them, how do I fix them, all that kind of stuff. And if you have any questions concerning your yard, you may call 673-4464 and we'll get you right on the air. You ask your question and I will give you the best answer I've got. So Listen up, and that's the way it goes. Anyway, we're starting to get close to the pruning season. We're never out of it totally, but there are times in the year that there's heavy pruning, and then there's times in the year where there's light pruning. And, and keep in mind that trimming plants, just trimming a plant is not really pruning. And when we trim shrubs and trees, it can be done lightly all through the year, as long as it is, like I say, lightly. It does. You don't want to, go hog wild on them and cut them down 50% and say, "Well, that does it for this year." But pruning is more drastic cutting and shaping of shrubs and trees, and they have to, it's like they've grown too large for their space that you put them 2 feet from the house, and you didn't know they were going to grow 8 feet tall and 17 feet wide until they got there. And then you go, what do I do with them now? Well, the best thing to do would be to dig them out or prune them way down and keep them that way. Don't let them get 17 feet tall again, for crying out loud. So, for example, shrubs and small trees can withstand light pruning any time of the year with no harm done, no fall, anything like that. New growth that comes out on the ends, lightly pruned, is like cutting your fingernails. There's no pain, there's no fuss, your fingers don't fall off, your hand doesn't die, it's okay. And the same with small trees or hedges, or like foundation plantings that you've got around in your yard and your landscaping. But heavy pruning should be done in the dormant season, say from November to February, as soon as the leaves fall off the trees and the shrubs, and it gets rather cold and nippy, and then the shrubs and the trees, they kind of shut down and say, okay, we're going to rest for the next 3-4 months, and we'll see you again in March or April. So, but some shrubs, they grow fast and may need several light prunings or trimmings during the growing season. If you got a hedge, for instance, it may need to be lightly pruned or shaped 2 or 3 times during the growing season to keep it nice and tight and healthy looking. And then there are other times when you've ignored that hedge. You've ignored it for about 3 years, and then one day your spouse says, by the way, that I can't see the traffic coming from either direction when I'm pulling out of the driveway. Could you please trim those shrubs out there? So you get out there with the chainsaw or something like that, and you knock them down to about 3 feet tall, and you can see in both directions for a half a mile clearly. So, but the problem is when she drives home and drives into the driveway, that's when she really has a fit, and she says, "I didn't mean knee high there, cowboy." So anyway,
you have channeled my home experience exactly.
I know. I've been in your yard several dozen times over the years. And but you never listen to me, so I do what I should do and then leave, and then you call.
Then I hear about it. Yeah.
I know. I know. I see smoke signals coming.
Why did they take that down?
Because you asked me to. But, you know, some shrubs really grow fast, and they need several light prunings or shapings during the growing season. You know, a lot of our evergreen hedge-type things, they can grow, oh, shoot, they can grow 6 inches to a foot in 6 months, and if you don't want them to get, and then they get a little spindly, and you want them nice and thick and clean and neat, you need to prune them out there. Oh, every couple of months, go out there and spend 15, 20 minutes, whatever it takes, to kind of shape them back up. Otherwise, you've got a large, a large job ahead of you, and it gets tiresome after a while. And by the way, like I said earlier when I started, if you have a question, 673-4464 is the number to call, and we'll get you right on, and you can ask your question, and I can tell you about pruning or planting or where to get tools or whatever you think you need in your yard for that. Okay. So pruning tools, of course, need to be of high quality, high caliber for best results. Don't buy cheap tools for the job because they wear out very quickly or they fall apart very quickly. The bolts fall out or the blades chip easily, that kind of thing. So always spend a few dollars and buy the high quality stuff. They'll last you a long time if you take care of them and do a good job and with good clean cuts that heal very quickly. Excuse me. I'm fighting, I don't know what it is, but I'm fighting it. But
probably that cold air that we've had for a few days.
Oh, yeah, that went down in the high 70s or something
like
that.
Yeah, boy, right? It's just,
yeah, just
brutal.
Rocked my boat there. So, but when you're looking for tools, go to Oregon Tool Company or, you know, even, Lowe's or Home Depot or any of those places and look and see what they have. And then there's a Logger Supply place down the road here. And there are several. Oh, the co-op, of course, has all kinds of tools in it. And for the most part, their tools are high quality and they will last you a long time. Again, you have to take care of them when you're done working with them. And maybe you chipped a blade or something, sharpen it up, oil it up, and put it away so it doesn't get moldy, rusty, or taken by a rat, something like that. And that way you're always going to have something that's quality, and it'll last a long time. It'll do a good job. And when you cut the shrubs, you'll have a good clean cut, and that will heal very quickly. Now, when pruning, look at the whole plant and envision the end result. In other words, you got to say, what's it going to look like after I get done, doing this? If I cut 6 inches off it or 2 feet, what's it going to look like? And you might want to call your spouse out and say, hey, what do you think if I do this? And of course, he or she will give you direction and which way to go.
They will tell you where to go.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to put it quite so bluntly, but before you start cutting, you get that advice, and that way you're in the safe zone. You don't have any discussions for a month about, why did you do the roses that way, Bob? I don't know, honey. I guess I just got carried away. Well, there could be some very mature plants in your yard that had never been pruned, and they need some drastic cutting. Okay, there's some that happen. Don't hesitate to cut them to the size where they fit your landscape. They'll grow back. And it may look ugly when you're done, but 90% of plants will recoup in time. And they may need a little extra fertilizer to kick in, but they will come back in time. Time meaning, a month, 2 months possibly. Or if you do it in the late fall, say November, that's not the growing season. Well, it might take, till about March till you see any real significant growth coming back. They're not dead. They're just dormant. They're trying to save their energy so that when spring comes, they can burst out and look beautiful again and stand against your sharp pruners. I don't know if I'm going to make it through this show. But They may, like I say, they may need a little extra fertilizer to kick them in, but they're good to go. A client called me several years ago and said her rhodies were 9 feet tall and only had a few leaves at the tops of the branches, and she wanted us to take them out and put new rhodies in. And I thought, 9 feet tall and there's no leaves on them? So we took a couple trucks, and I couldn't, you know, just dig them up and throw them away. And she described them very accurately. So I cut them down to about 2 feet tall right there. And then I dug up the root balls because you couldn't save them at that point. And then I had the guys load them in my pickup truck. And so I took them back to the nursery. And she was happy that we had taken them out. She didn't want them anymore. To her, they were ugly, and they were supposed to be decorating the front of her house, which they did, but not very beautifully. They decorated all right, but not to the extent that she wanted. So I took them back to the nursery, and the root balls that I dug them up with, they were about 2.5 feet wide and about, 18 inches thick, and it took two guys to unload each one, and there was 9 of them. So I had these large 3-foot pots that I planted them in, and I thought, well, let's see. I can't just throw them on the burn pile. I got to try to save them. So I put them in the shade out back, and they had no leaves at all. They were short. I gave them large doses of vitamin B1, which is a root stimulant, and left them there to the following spring. And I'd go out and I'd check and look, and they were still there, still no leaves, nothing. In about 2 months, though, I saw on one of my checks, I saw that there was these tiny green little buds up and down the stems. And I thought, ho-ho, there is life in these rhododendrons. Well, within a very short time, these green buds began to enlarge. So I gave them another massive dose of vitamin B1, which is a rooting hormone. It's just a super vitamin. And then as spring rolled around, those buds opened to beautiful, lush leaves. The plants were growing well. The following spring, a year later, they're still out in the field, still in these large pots. The flower buds formed, and I brought them up to the retail area of the nursery. Excuse me, doggone it, I'm sorry. And they bloomed beautiful purple flowers. There was 9 of them, and I sold every one of them in about a month. And I sold them for $250 a piece. And they took 18 months to recover. My point is to keep your shrubs pruned and shaped, and they will be beautiful. But if you have to do a drastic cut to try to save them, go ahead and do it. It's okay. They're not going to – most of them are going to recoup from that, and they're okay. What, you got a break here?
Sure.
I thought so. I saw you aiming for the little dials and stuff.
All right, what's the phone number if they want to call in?
673-4464. If you have a question, please call.
All right, Mike Winters, Lawn and Garden Show, the Commissioner of Dirt on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon 422, the Afternoon Report with Douglas County's news team. That's coming at 5 o'clock. Keep your radio here for lots of local news and information. And for over two decades, he's been here every, well, we didn't start on Wednesdays, but he's been here once a week giving you information about your yard, lawn, and garden.
Decades?
Decades.
I've been on this show for decades?
Decades.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Over 20 years.
Man, how old am I for crying out loud?
If you don't know, I don't know.
Man, oh, man. I don't know. Anyway, I'm talking about pruning here, and I didn't talk about the big stuff, like if you have a big tree in your yard and it's hanging over your house and you're a little bit antsy about major branch coming down and putting a hole in your roof, that kind of thing. You don't want to hesitate. You want to call one of the tree service folks in town, and they're all good. And they have the machinery, the equipment, and the wherewithal to get up there high and do a really great job. It's expensive, but you know what? Putting a new roof on is certainly more expensive, I believe. But it's good, and it helps the tree. You can shape the tree. They can shape it. They don't just cut it and whack it back. But they can shape it and take, you know, several feet off the limbs. Or if there's any cross branches that are large and interfering, they can cut those back. And, you know, in general, make the tree look more attractive for the long haul. So those are things to consider as well.
You know, there's a house, I noticed this about a week and a half ago in Hillcrest, walking through, that I really like. I just like the look of the house, and it's in a cool neighborhood and all of that. And somebody way back, they've got, in front of the house, there's I don't know what kind they are, two trees here that are the same kind,
mm-hmm.
and then two trees closer together that are the same kind but different than the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just got this great look. However, the two now, and they're pretty tall, are probably need to be trimmed.
Yeah.
Because it's like they sort of become one.
Yeah, that happens after a while.
And it seems like, but it's still a really nice looking property.
Could they be Japanese maples
or
something?
No, there's some kind of, we're talking 30, 40 feet.
Oh my gosh.
If you see a Japanese maple that high, please put down that drink.
Well, no, there are some varieties that will grow that high.
Really?
Oh, yes.
40 feet?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. I'll bring in my Japanese maple book one of these days and
show
you.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't bring in one to the building. We got tall ceilings out there, but I don't know about that.
Well, I'll bring it in sideways, you know, so that way it won't touch the ceiling or anything.
Great.
Like that.
The corporate folks will love that.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been over there to Shore Acres and the gardens?
Long time ago. It's been years.
Years. Yeah. That's a very unique place in what they've done to that park. It's gorgeous over there. It's just beautiful. And I think that everybody that is interested in landscaping ought to go over and take a tour of that place. Just walk in and walk around and take a look. And they've got so many different kinds of plants, and they take such good care of them. And they're not afraid to prune either. So,
you know, I haven't even been to the Oregon coast since 2017.
It's not that far away, Kyle. You can take a day. Do you ever take a day off?
That's a whole other topic.
Okay. Well, we'll get Pat in here now.
But I presume that the ocean is still there.
Yeah. My daughter and my wife are going over there for her birthday on Friday. So, oh, goodness gracious. So anyway, so far, this has been a beautiful fall season. It really has. I personally would have liked a bit more rain. Today was 75 degrees, something like that. It's perfect. It's just a beautiful day. And I certainly hope that the 90 degree temps are over for the year.
Well, you would be incorrect, because right now we're looking at a high near 90 on Tuesday.
You know, every time you say that on the radio, I want to punch the dashboard, but I don't because
I'm accurate.
Sometimes.
But yeah, no, actually about
90.
90, yeah, near 90 Tuesday. And we have got, are we going to be pushing 80 here for several days, get that near 90 on Tuesday. Then basically we have like 2.5 weeks into a really early to almost mid-October, no rain and right around 80 degrees for, 15, 20 days.
Oh, my goodness.
That'll
no
be
rain.
Great.
Where did the rain go? I mean, it seems like it's all in Florida or Ohio or New England.
I don't know. We got our rain, so we can move on.
What rain? When?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It barely... Oh, come on. I want to scream. I'm not going to scream, though.
I don't know. Ratings might go up.
I hope.
Older man screams on radio.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, I hope these 90-degree temps are over for the year. I'm not a 90-degree man. Once, in my younger years, I was a lifeguard. And I
was loved, that indoors or out?
Outdoors.
Okay.
And actually both, but mostly outdoors, at the Roseburg City Pool.
Which doesn't exist anymore.
I know. It's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and taught swimming lessons. I taught the first first Job Corps class swimming lessons. And that's when the Job Corps was just getting started. And I called up the pool manager one day and asked if they gave swimming lessons. And he says, yeah, bring them on down. So I brought, I think there's 9 or 10 guys. And here I am, 18. And these guys, most of them were older and a lot bigger than me, but they were afraid of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a certified lifeguard and all that kind of stuff. And to get them to put their face in the water was amazing. It was like, well, they were scared to do it, but they could have moved the building, you know, collectively. But we had a 3-week course or something like that. And from I got them all to swim and do strokes, but some of them even progressed from that and even jumped off the diving board into the deep part and swam out at the, you know, during the last test, if you will.
See, I have really never totally learned to swim all that well,
mm-hmm.
and so I tend to stay at the shallow end of the pool at the resort, just a bad beginning for me, because when I lived here the first time, I was, you know, born here. We lived right down by the fairgrounds, right by the river, and my father's hobby or recreational activity was always swimming. And so he would go down and swim in the river sometimes, just off Portland Avenue there. And I was 3, and I went down one day, was just kind of hanging out on the side of things, watching. And he came over and threw me in the South Umpqua River.
Oh, did he, apparently he drug you back out.
Well, it did not go well.
Uh-huh.
Apparently I nearly drowned. And it was one of those few conversations I heard at a young age where my mom was not happy.
Not happy.
Really not happy.
In her vocabulary expanded?
Although it was not any, you know, she was very conservative, so it wasn't any words that you can't say on the radio or anything like that. But she was not happy at all.
Uh-huh.
And I pretty much stayed out of the water for at least a decade after that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was the opposite. I was a water dog, so, and I was first certified as a lifeguard when I was 16, and the place where we lived had a community pool, and I worked the summer between my junior and senior year in high school as a lifeguard, and I made a whole buck and a quarter an hour, and, you know, it just was out there in the sun, and all the kids from the high school came and everything else. And then one day I was sitting in my lifeguard chair and this young little cute lady came up to me and she says, Mr. Lifeguard, could you teach me how to dive? And I looked at her and I thought, she's pretty cute. Well, lo and behold, I've been married to her for 60 years now, and she trapped me at the pool, so that's my lifeguard story.
Where to pick up women?
Okay. I don't know. Are we talking? What kind of show is this anyway?
You brought it up. I didn't figure it. And I tried to figure out what this has to do actually with lawns and gardens.
Well, we're getting there.
I believe that we may have driven off course.
Well, but you never know. Somebody might call and ask some questions or something like that.
No lifeguard tips here, please.
Yes, okay. Anyway, I hope these 90-degree temps are over for the year. I'm tired of them. I don't like them.
No.
They're evil.
They are not evil.
Yes.
They are heavenly.
And as I said earlier, this is a prime time for, giving your yard a once-over prior to any big rains or very cold weather that might hit us here, who knows, in the next month or so. And if your yard is okay but needs a few more spots of color or maybe a privacy hedge, plant them now. This is a good planting time. It's cool in the evening. We don't have that blasting, stinking hot sun. And the plants will survive and be a lot happier. And, if you need, like I say, a few spots of color here and there, maybe the privacy hedge between you and your neighbor needs to go in now for whatever reasons, like at Kyle's house. But those plants will root in quickly. And by next spring, they're going to be growing very well. Within 60 to 90 days, the roots are newly established in the new planting hole, provided you put the right soil in, etc. And if you need a shade tree, plant it now, too. And water it like maybe once or twice, and that's all it's going to need. until, you know, maybe next April or May. Maybe give it a little a handful of fertilizer, too. So if you're thinking, maybe I should buy some plants. The backyard is kind of plain, or the front yard needs a little bit color. Go shopping. Go plant shopping. This is a good time of year to do that. And there are sales around that are happening. And you can really get a fairly good selection. Plant, like I say, you plant them now, and you water them, say, maybe once or twice, and they're not going to need any more care again until next year. They're good to go. And if you want to redo your landscape, start the design process now. Think about it. Look at, you've been looking at this backyard for, you know, 3-4 years and saying, you know, it's just a whole bunch of grass back there. I want to do something with it. We need to get some color back there. We need to do this and we need to do that. Well, you can go nursery shopping because there's good deals, excuse me, to be had now. And most nurseries have big sales in the fall. And prices are reduced, sometimes to half price of what they would normally be. Well, we used to do that every year when we owned Wintergreen, which we don't own anymore. And since growth has slowed or stopped, there's no real transplant shock because they're just sitting in a pot and they're kind of shutting down for the winter. Because it's not winter, it's not been cold, but they sense when it's all coming on. So consequently, they just want to shut her down and recoup and wait for next spring. And like I say, the prices are usually reduced about half. And since the growth has slowed or stopped, there's really no transplant shock. But the root growth will continue very slowly. And by the spring, the shrubs or the trees are ready for spring, and they're growing, and they're rooted in, they're solid. And it's not just cold weather that slows plant growth, but lack of sunlight is a big factor in slowing growth as well. So there's a couple of consequences there about where you plant and when you plant them, that kind of thing. We shall return in 60 seconds or 2 days?
We'll be right back with the Mike Winters Lawn and Garden Show, 673-4464. If you've got a question, it's News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, 4:38. It is 22 minutes away from 5 o'clock, and we are still at 75 degrees in the Umpqua Valley, getting ready for that 90 next Tuesday.
No, it will not come. It will not come. And if you have a question, 673-4464, anything about your yard, your lawn, your garden, it's okay. All questions are fair game. I'll give you good answers, and you can take it from there if you like. But you can even, I was talking about what you can do this fall in your yard. And so far this fall has been a very nice fall in that finally we seem to get over the hump of the 100-degree days or the 90-degree days, and we're down, 75 is not bad at all. It's a nice temp. But you can even install a new lawn with good results. This time of year, a seed lawn will take several weeks to germinate, a week, 7 to 10 days. But by December, it will be well rooted and full. And a good thing about fall landscaping is fall lawns, excuse me, is that there won't be much mowing to do until about March or April. And, it'll be nice and green and young. But as the sun doesn't shine as much, it won't grow as fast. So consequently, you're not going to have to get out there and mow the thing once a week or even once a month. And sod, of course, is the more expensive way to go. But it's going to root out in a few weeks, and then you won't have to mow that until March or April. And like I say, fall is a prime time for landscaping, and prices are lower. And, you know, there's a lot you can do. Now, if it rains for 5 days in a row and you get an inch a day, it's going to be kind of hard to do any landscaping. But with this kind of weather that we've been experiencing, you can do small projects. And maybe there's a corner of your yard that you say, it's just kind of a blank spot. Well, maybe you could put a Japanese maple in there with some wild-looking juniper or dwarf mugo pine or some, dwarf nandinas or something like that, and gussy up that corner and make it look good. A lot of color, and all those plants I just named are no-brainer type plants. You plant them, water them a few times, and they're basically on their own. They're going to do it for you, and they're beautiful. But like I say, fall's a prime time for landscaping. And if you really aren't ready to plant, go out and see what plants are available. Go to several nurseries and see what's actually there and what's available. And usually they'll have an item or two, or maybe a lot of items, on sale, and you can save some money at the same time. And even if you don't plant them right away and you keep them in your yard and keep them watered and away from animals like dogs or raccoons or whatever, you can save them till spring and then plant it then. And in the meantime, you can be designing and looking at the plants and looking at the space you want to put them and figuring out, how am I going to place this? What am I going to do? Excuse me. I've gotten this rotten cough here this last week, and I'm trying to kick it. I don't mean to do this. So, and if you already have a landscape, this is a good time just to clean it up by pruning or planting maybe a few more items here and there, just to give you a bright spot. Maybe a few azaleas, maybe a rhodi, or a hydrangea or something like that, and just give all the plants that you plant a small dose of plant food or after they're in the ground, just a little bit, maybe like a teaspoon spread around the base of the plant. And when it rains, the fertilizer will move down into the root zone slowly. And when spring hits, those plants are ready to grow. They're fully charged up. They're healthy. Nothing. If we had some snow, you might have to go brush some snow off the top so they don't break, but it's rare that we get that much snow in the wintertime here. We have a little bit once in a while, but that's
then every 50 years we have a lot.
Yeah, but by the time those plants are 50 years in your yard, they're pretty strong and they're pretty big. If you have a vegetable garden and all the veggies are picked now, give the garden a good tilling now while it's, and then let it set for the winter. Get all the weeds out of there, till it up, and make it very nice so that when it does start raining, it's there. You're not contending with a patch of weeds. The weeds are not getting 3 feet tall in there because you've tilled it all up. You've done a good job there, and maybe throw a little bit of bark mulch or a little bit of old sawdust on top just to help to retard any weed growth that might be wanting to germinate and come up and mess you up again. And then you're all set for the winter. Doing these chores now is easier than waiting until spring, because in the spring, when spring finally gets here, it's like, 70 degrees and your ground is pretty clean, and then 3 days later, you're going, where'd all them weeds come from? Well, that weed seed's been sitting in there waiting for the right conditions to germinate. And, with 370 degree days, bingo, they're popping. They're popping and coming, and you're wondering, how in the world am I going to fight all this? Well, there's several ways. Roundup is one. And you can spray them with Roundup a couple of times as they come up prior to your retilling and replanting your garden. Now, Roundup does not have any kind of a residual reaction to plants that if it's bare ground and there's it's been sprayed with Roundup and there's some old weeds there, it won't hurt anything new that you plant. There's no effect on new plants or seeds or anything like that. It's just on what you hit, that what was green, green grasses and things like that. So, and another thing is, if it is it's pouring rain, which I haven't seen any for a while, or snowing, get some good books on landscaping from one of the bookstores with lots of colored pictures, and you'll see plants that will make your yard a showplace. And there will be lots of color photos in there to show you how to place the plants and how they look with, standing against the house or the fence or the driveway. And you'll get, and then you can look at your own yard and say, hey, yeah, if we do this, we can do this, this, and this, and that'll be just right. Don't overload it. Don't plant too many things. You can always plant more things later. But in your initial planting, and I found this to be the case in most home landscaping jobs, people will call me up and say, hey, we planted some stuff last spring, and it all did really well, but now it's getting really crowded. Could you come out and give us a consultation on how to manage this? And I get there, and they've got some very nice plants. The problem is they planted them way too close together, like 2 feet apart or 3 feet apart, and each one of these plants will grow, you know, 7 or 8 feet tall and wide. And I explained to them why and how and what to do on the transplanting and get them started, and they kind of roll their eyes and they say, okay, we got our work cut out for us. But if you get a good landscape magazine, and you can get them at Home Depot or one of the big box stores, and they'll have actual photos in there to show you this is how we started, this is a finished product, 3 years down the road or 5 years down the road. And there's still some space in between the plant materials. They're not fighting for space, they're not fighting for water or sun or fertilizer or anything like that. They have their own territory in which to grow, and that makes them healthier, prettier, all the way around. So, yeah, like I say, it's a lot of this winter time or fall. It's a good time to get started in that, because if it's raining cats and dogs, which I haven't seen, like I say, for a while,
We had that one Saturday about 3-4 weeks ago, the big thunderstorm that came through.
Yeah, but that was it.
Yeah, but that was a lot of rain in that one.
Yeah, but how long did it last, though? Not very long.
Long enough to create havoc.
Oh, havoc. You wouldn't know havoc if it bit you in the nose.
Well, I would beg to differ, since I was 7 miles from here when it happened.
Ah, and I had a stuck in a creek?
No, I was stuck up between Hugh Crest and just kind of going out into the countryside there.
Oh, okay.
And got totally soaked.
Well, I understand. Oh, you were walking or running?
Yeah,
walking. Oh, okay. No, okay, got you now. Yeah, that's right. You don't drive anymore. You just walk and run. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. But, you get some of these colored pictures in some of these landscape magazines, and you'll see plants that will make your yard, like I say, a real show place. And if you're still stumped, hire a landscaper to design a new yard for you. I do plans all winter. I do consultations all winter. Even though I'm not an active landscape contractor anymore, I still do the plans for people. I still do the consultations. In consultations, we walk around the yard, and they ask me questions, and I tell them, what to do with the soil, the types of plants that would work here, describe those types of plants so they can get a visual in their mind about, how much space is that going to take and what colors will they be, how large will they grow, when do I prune them, how do I prune them, those kinds of just basic information. And I make a list for them, a short list about everything I tell them. And then they're off and running on their own. And it's really kind of cool to see people actually take the advice and do it. And then they'll add some of their own touches, of course, but that's good, because if you're at a nursery and you're looking at plants and all of a sudden something catches your eye and say, hey, that'll look good in the corner of my where the front porch is, and this is, so buy it, try it. It's it can only look better. Okay, we'll be back.
All right, 673-4464. If you got a question, final segment coming up. Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show and News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is the final segment, your last opportunity today to ask a question at 673-4464. 6.5 minutes left on the program if you want to find out something here as we get closer to on Sunday, it becomes fall.
It does, huh?
Yeah.
Whoa, why?
Breaking news there.
Breaking news. Oh, you're pretty good. Huh, that is news. I never even thought about it. But anyway, I've been talking about how to gussy up your yard in the fall so that it can sit there and...
Gussy
and
up?
Gussy up. You ever heard that term?
Yeah, but I haven't heard it. I haven't heard that term in a long time.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd throw it out there to see if I could rock your boat.
I would bet that some of our other staff would have no clue what you just said.
I know.
Now, that, the listening public right now is probably fine.
But you
are the age you are, so I guess that's an appropriate...
Oh, I'm the age I am, yeah. I'm 106 right now, so... Anyway, if we're talking about fall landscaping, I am at least. I don't know what the heck Kyle's talking about. But if you, like I said in the last segment, you can still hire a landscaper to give you a design or a consultation or just advice. And I do that all the time. And not all the time, a couple times a week. I have customers and clients I see. And last little part is, like, if you have any mature trees that need to be pruned or shaped, now is a good time to call a few tree surgeons for a consultation and an estimate on pruning. They can also check and see if there's any disease or weak branches that have to be removed. And they'll spot the problem areas for you and explain them to you. But if you wait till midwinter and one of the major branches breaks and falls down, those tree surgeons are swamped with work and may not be able to help you for like several weeks or a month or so. So get on their list early and do like a preemptive strike on, you know, you've got some older trees in the backyard and they're probably 40, 50 years old possibly. And some of the branches, you know, they're large and they're hanging over the house. It's okay to prune them back. And it's good for the trees because they'll fill out, be healthier because you get rid of all the dead stuff and the dead branches and thin it out and just leave good, healthy branches. And they fill out a whole lot better. And nothing drops on the roof or on the patio or anything like that. And there's a lot to do in your yard in the winter, so start early, do a little bit each week, and be ready for next spring. But the pruning, I can't emphasize enough how important that is, because if you have some overgrown shrubs, maybe they're 5 or 6 feet tall, and you thought when you bought them, yeah, they'd only got 3 feet tall, and they'd be perfect for the little area that you had planned to put them, and all of a sudden they're twice what you thought they would be. It's a good idea to get in there and do some pruning now, some corrective pruning. Shorten them up, thin them out. You're not going to hurt them. They'll thank you for it. They'll be lusher. They'll grow better all the way around. You're pushing buttons. What are you pushing buttons
for? We are going to tell somebody that they're on the Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show. What's your question?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hi, Kyle Bailey. Mike, this is Chuck Keller. Were you ever able to go to 281 Suksdorf and check that large tree out?
So repeat that, please. I'm not...
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I called you, and you said you're going to try to go after work. The 281 Suksdorf in Winston, Oregon, that large cedar tree that's turning brown and a lot of it.
Oh, 281 Suksdorf. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's corner of Suksdorf and Grape.
Grape and Suksdorf. I'll look on the way home. when I leave
my
here.
My phone number is
541-680-1584. Okay, and it's on the corner of Suchsdorf and Grape?
Suchsdorf and Grape, yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Mike, and I hope you have a good day. And Kyle, you have a great day, too.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I missed you. I've been, my life has been a little complicated since I, quote, retired.
Oh, my, I bet. Just do the best you can one day at a time, okay?
Thank you for the advice. I plan on it.
All right. Thanks for calling in this afternoon. About a minute and a half left. And, yeah, I remember where he called a couple weeks ago, and that's probably on your notes from 2 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, I've got notes. I've got a pile of notes in one spot by my chair where I sit, and I should have looked through them again. But being the human being that I am, I fail sometimes. I know that's hard to believe.
Wow, really, yeah, my gosh. I mean, commissioner and everything.
That's the way it goes.
Wow.
I got real blood running through my veins, man.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's been a real fun time having you here in my studio.
And, in your studio.
That I've been
the Mike Winters studio. Boy, I didn't know we have
well, how many years I've been in this thing, doing this show for Christmas.
Oh my gosh, now you want naming rights.
No, we could do that. We could put my name on the wall on a plaque.
Oh, the
something.
Morning news from the Mike Winters.
But I hope everybody listens to the show and gains something. And, you know, you just look at your yard in a different set of eyes and say, yeah, I know what he's talking about. I need to do this or do that. And it'll improve your landscape. It'll improve the plants that you leave and maybe make your yard less cluttered, okay?
Well, it's definitely the time of the year to be preparing for things that need to be done before the weather goes downhill.
Amen. And if it's snowing and raining, it's harder to do.
All right. Back next week?
Yep. I'll be back. I hope you are, too.
All right. That wraps up the program for today. We'll have it up as a podcast shortly at 541radio.com. The afternoon report is next on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. It's 5 o'clock.